Of course, sweetie darling. Sweetie darling!
Darling, sweetie.
Darling, sweetie.
Darling, sweetie. Sweetie, darling. Okay, I'm sure I'll see you before love my 3 o'clock. I'm sure I'll see you before my 3 o'clock or so.
Okay, I'll see you before then.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, mon chéri. Bye. Ah, mon dieu.
What's going on, my brothers and sisters?
He's Mr. Woo Woo.
Aunties and uncles.
He's Mr. Woo Woo.
Monks, Kabbalists,
he's
wizards.
Mr. Woo Woo.
Mystics,
he's Mr.
sons
Woo-woo.
And daughters of God, welcome to Mr. Woo Woo. Welcome, my friends, to the Mr. Woo Woo podcast. I am your, illustrious, that's ridiculous if one says that in the first person. I am your joyful and grateful host of this wonderful program of the Mr. Woo Woo. Today, I found kind of a wonderful thing. It's in the tempo of Neville Goddard, right? The Master Manifestor. I've been watching a lot of his videos this week. And I got to tell you, it feels like almost everything is in my grasp. But it feels like during my spiritual path, I might have made a boo-boo. Because I at one point asked to be desireless. Because I had come to the conclusion that's desirable, is to become desireless. That was like one of the penultimate goals of the spiritual path. When you know there's God, okay, great. Now you know the great game is oneness with him, her, it. So you just, okay, how do I accomplish this? And I made that mistake. I did. And I paid for it. I paid for it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Neville Goddard helped me find the truth to this by watching a bunch of his videos. I've been able to manifest like that there's very specific dynamics of the scientific use of your imagination that is what will either make the thing happen or not happen. And there's little nuances, little clues he leaves like breadcrumbs through all of his work that gives you specifics. And you hear a video or a soundbite, makes you go, oh, shoot. And it kind of opens up the door to like new dimensions of how to play that game. If you were to want objects, I'm kind of in an in-between state myself, you guys. Like the goals that I have are so lofty and so insane that like, it'd be like someone who's like, yeah, I'm a cook and I'm really, down to start my journey. And my goal is to be a 3-star Michelin chef. That I'm going to be in the Michelin guide. Or it's like Naruto screaming, like, I'm going to be the Hokage. You just go, yeah, right. Sit down, puppy. Sit down, puppy. But now I realize I can manifest pretty much anything I want. But you ever have that, like, I have, it's like manifestations in one dimension could contradict manifestation in a higher dimension. Like to be able to, like if you accomplish one thing, it negates all the other manifestations that you had up until that point. It makes you go, did I waste my time doing that? So there's so many like little caveats, little nuances to this. But I thought that this piece from Neville Goddard, it was on, it's called Manifest with Neville Goddard on the Pandora Station. It's a podcast like this one. And it just Neville Goddard lectures, and the very first one that had popped out was this one in particular, Prove It or Disprove It. And it's just...
We have two techniques in applying this law.
He has two techniques in applying this law of how to use your imagination to get whatever you want. Whatever it is you want. Sounds pretty good, right? Like I used to be all about getting the riches of this world. I wanted like 20 million, 50 million in the bank. This would be beautiful. That's a nice little something to sit on while it gets interest. And you're partying in Barbados or whatever thing that sounds like a pirate island, getting tan with your loved one, having fun. But again, sometimes you find out that this reality is kind of like Super Mario Brothers, and you can go boop, 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 and find another world, another dimension that you can evolve in, party in, exist in. And, you know, sometimes you get caught between the oscillation of these two dimensions. That's the current problem with my manifesting right now, because I realize I can have it all, but you can have even more than all, more than you could have ever dreamed possible. So then you go like, well, do I ask for tuna fish sandwiches? Do I ask for like little things that I love and want to? Yes. I realize now, just speaking to you right now, my friends and brothers and sisters, yes, even like going and allowing your mind to rest on experiences you want to have or think are possibly impossible. They're not, you know, all of them are possible. You can get a tuna sandwich and end up in a Caribbean island, like living in a thatch hut, living that kind of dream life. You can dream your way there. And by dream, I mean creatively imagine them. And Neville Goddard that's all he taught for like 20, 30 years of giving lectures, that your spiritual creative power is what we've been using for intellect. That same apparatus, if used properly, can attract in, can tractor beam in, can mold the experience, the outer reality of experience of creation itself. That God's creative power is our imagination, and that we fuel it with our hopefully controlled emotion. But here he's giving actual practical jitsu, real techniques on how to accomplish this act. And this is as simplified as I've ever heard him say it. Thank God I found this podcast. I'll invite you to, again, listen to it again if you want to empower yourself. In the department of magic of what we do here in mysticism, where we're talking manifesting holographic reality. The station on Pandora is called Manifest with Neville Goddard, and there's like lectures. Okay? Anyway, now that I've given them advertisement without their knowing or caring or, you know, whatever, not affiliated, but their message is beautiful. And the recordings, the two that I've listened to, were really crisp. So here's Neville in his words saying what these two techniques are. Buffering. Still buffering. Okay, this is creating a dead air moment. That's wild. It's such a powerful teaching. You know, it's just having difficulty expressing itself, which I love. Anyway, one of his techniques is, and we've already discussed this on this program, is revision. Okay, we're going to back out of this. Jeez. Electronic issues. Plus, I don't get really good internet in this room yet. You know, if I up the ante on the production of this program, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet to be able to have things work appropriately and quickly. It will be great. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, I love when stuff like this happens. Okay. Well, what he was essentially going to say via Pandora here is that there are two main techniques of manifestation that you can do. And the caveat is, when you're imagining the scenario, try to make it like personal. So you wanted to go to Paris. Now, a lot of people, when they imagine, like, okay, I'm going to imagine Paris so I can see the scenes. There's even pictures online where I can see the, I can see the avenues. And then there's the Eiffel Tower, and there's the way the lights are strung. And then they see themselves outside of themselves walking down the street, like they're watching themselves on a screen. What Neville says to do is to place yourself in the first person. You have to be the actor. You're the one in the manifestation. You have to be the one. You don't watch yourself shake hands with someone to complete an act. And that's the thing. You have to pick an action that would connotate that your manifestation happened, that your wish happened, that your desire happened the way you want it to. And so that's the feeling, imagining the feeling of warm lips pressed against yours. It's feeling a wedding ring and playing with it, with your imaginary hands, with your finger, if you want marriage, if you want a deeper relationship. It's imagine the street view. Like, you have Google Earth, you can actually Google any location, and it's absolutely like, you can imagine yourself. You have to sit in the chair and look out at that view. You have to feel that person or that being in your arms. You know, that when gals are like, I want to have a baby, and like, they're like, should I see myself pregnant? Nope. See yourself holding the baby. Shout out to my little nephew, Nico, who got born just a few weeks ago. I got to hold him first for the first time. And I had to like hold back my energetic urge to just completely nuke him with every system that I had. But he's so cute. So perfect. I love him. He's handsome. You know, takes after my dad's side of the family. You know, that's how it is. Though my sister married a handsome man, though, you know. So thankfully, you're just keeping it all in the family. Oh, man. I haven't held a baby in like 2 decades or something like that, you know, because I feel like it's such a precious cargo. That if there's like the fraction of a chance of like, you know, like not holding it properly, or like, oh no, it's like arms pinned, all that kind of shit. I didn't want to have any kind of imprinting on people's infants. And I was explaining this to a client. It's like there's an imprinting that goes into the aura of the subconscious mind of that baby, you know? And I was just like, I don't need my energetic fingerprint in this baby's face. You know, it's just, you know, people are always about like, let me touch that lady's pregnant belly. Let me sniff your kid's head like Joe Biden. Dude, if you like that, don't do that. Don't do that. These are some like obvious no-nos. You know, don't touch people's gemstones. Don't just reach out and put your fingerprints, you put your energetic fingerprints on those gemstones, because now they have to cleanse your essence, your electromagnetic imprint. And you, if you were doing that, you probably weren't coming from your soul. You were coming from your ego. You know, it's like grabbing someone's breast. You don't just reach out and, you know, that's how serious it is, you know? Now, just to dive back into what Neville was saying, take a big U-turn. Not only do you want to like if you really wanted to meet someone, you have to imagine shaking their hand, you know, you have to complete the act, but you have to do it from the first person, not see yourself do it, but to feel the handshake yourself. What kind of grip would you give? Would your hand be dry? Would it be sweaty? What kind of outfit would you be wearing? Could you feel the clothes on your body? So whether you wanted to shake Obama's hand or Trump's hand, you got to imagine like seeing them and gripping their hand and like feeling it, right? And the bringing in that tactile awareness into your imagination or hallucination of what you're trying to create, same difference. That tactileness and playing that over and over again and not thinking about something else after that, but really just feeling that anchored state. If you're going on a cruise, turning around at the bow or outside of your suite, hopefully you manifest a suite, and being able to smell sea air and have that satisfaction moment where your hand's leaning against the ropes outside of your, you know, outside your bungalow. You have to bring the tactile awareness into the imagination. And he says the second technique is for those who it's difficult, if you can't do the first, if it's really hard for you to bring sensation and feeling into an imaginative scenario where you have already succeeded in getting the thing or in accomplishing the fact. He said, if you can't do either of those things, you can just think about the desire and then what you would say or hear should the desire have happened. And he said, and you treat it like a mantra, especially as you're going to sleep. So very generally, if something you were to say happened, like a major accomplishment or a major success or manifestation happened, that you would turn to your either spouse or loved one or someone that's also in your millionaire mind group and go, isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Was one of Neville's great mantras. Isn't it wonderful? And you can go around while thinking of what you want going, isn't it wonderful that it's sunny out? Isn't it wonderful that my family's health is in perfect order? Isn't it wonderful? And you'll be, it's like a form of prayer. You'll be imprinting that anyway. He said, also, if that doesn't appeal to you, then you can imagine receiving, because whatever you ask for will be facilitated by either one or a great number of people to be able to bring your, like your, what are those private jets? G6, you know, riding in a G6, whatever it is. Well, that part, like the successes that happen will be via like an accountant calling you or that, hey, you have this money. Hey, you got your jet. Pilots coming to you. Like there will be people that facilitate that. So anyway, he was saying that the thing you would probably say over and over again, and hopefully with as much emotion as you could manage and authenticate, is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you got that jet, if you got that, if you got the woman of your dreams, wouldn't you be like grateful to the universe? Say thank you. But you'd have to say it with thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over again until it became, the way Neville describes it, is like that you become so awash with gratitude that it would fill every pore. It would fill every space. You'd have nothing but a grateful mind. And then you get everything you want. A grateful mind attracts what it needs and wants. Even if you're grateful, you don't have to have a mental template of it. It just keeps coming to you like a conveyor belt of blessing. Right? But if you're more visual and you don't like saying things over and over again, you could just hold the picture in your head instead of repeating the mantra of either, isn't it wonderful, or thank you, thank you, thank you, and really meaning it. Because when that person gives you that diamond necklace, or they give it, what will you say? How will you feel inside? When you finally manifest that thing, you'd be like, thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. Is probably how it would sound. But you don't have to do that in your mind over and over. The universe gets thank you. Like man, thank you. And there's a difference between thank you and like, thank you. Like, yes, dude. Thank you. Oh my God. Like you get tickets to Pearl Jam and oh, look, they're backstage passes. What? Thank you. You just explode with, it's like a happy thank you. It's a happy gratitude, an excited gratitude, because you're thrilled that you, what you either thought about or spoke on now is happening. So you just have to have the subject and say thank you, or have the subject and say, isn't it wonderful that that happened? And that you're congratulating those people for that. It's like amazing. It's an amazing technique. And you can make of yourself.
Now know exactly what he wants.
There you go. Here it is.
You must know that if you do not get it tonight, you will still be as desirous.
Let's see if we can get this going finally. All right. In the wizard's own words.
To the silence period, I shall briefly explain the technique again. We have two techniques in applying this law. Everyone here must now know exactly what he wants. You must know that if you do not get it tonight, you will still be as desirous tomorrow concerning this objective. When you know exactly what you want, construct in your mind's eye a single, simple event which implies fulfillment of your desire, an event wherein self predominates. Instead of sitting back and looking at yourself, as though you were on the screen, you be the actor in the drama. Restrict the event to one single action. If you are going to shake a hand, because that implies fulfillment of your desire, then do that and that only. Do not shake hands and then wander off in your imagination to a dinner party or to some other place. Restrict your action to simply shaking hands and do it over and over again until that handshake takes on the solidity and the distinctness of reality. If you feel you cannot remain faithful to an action, I want you now to define your objective and then condense the idea, which is your desire, into a single phrase, a phrase which implies fulfillment of your desire. Some phrase such as, "Isn't it wonderful?" Or, "If I felt thankful because I thought someone was instrumental in bringing my desire to pass, I could say, thank you," and repeat it with feeling over and over again, like a lullaby, until my mind was dominated by the single sensation of thankfulness. We will now sit quietly in these chairs with the idea, which implies fulfillment of our desire, condensed to a single phrase or to a single act. We will relax and immobilize our physical bodies. Then let us experience in imagination the sensation which our condensed phrase or action affirms. If you imagine yourself shaking another person's hand, do not use your physical hand. Let it remain immobilized. But imagine that housed within your hand is a more subtle, more real hand, which can be extracted in your imagination. Put your imaginary hand into the imaginary hand of your friend who stands before you and feel the handshake. Keep your physical body immobilized, even though you become mentally active in what you are now about to do. Now, we will go into the silence.
Now we can go into the silence. Think of that noun, that place, that person. I'm told it's wiser to start with yourself. What is the perfect you? Like if you took a perfection serum, you know, and you start to change into some version of yourself that's like a superhero. What would it be like to be that person? And then you start to imagine it. What traits would they have? You know, it's usually like minus our shortcomings, you know? You know, with like a slightly more built physique, you know, more youthful, you know, no tension in it. You're that super person. Your soul is that five-dimensional being. That's the real you projecting into your physical body. All you have to do is be interested enough in the real you. Start to try to give it attention. It's beating your heart, by the way. And then try to surmise what kind of perfect thoughts and experiences and places that it's trying to manifest through you. Because when you care about spirit's will, then it begins to very much care about you in a more hands-on way. It does anyway. It beats your heart, does your liver processes, all that stuff. Without any thanks, without any acknowledgement, or even attention. But the universe will give you a lot of attention if you start to care about, you know, the Father's will being done in your life. The divine parents, the source. And then it goes, oh, you want to work for Daddy? That's kind of put weird, but you know what I mean. And you'll be like, yeah, Daddy's a multi-gajillionaire. You're the source of all income and money. Yeah, I don't mind working for you. And a word is, you're just. And the source of everything that could be construed as goodness in creation or even pleasantness. the sum total of it. So yeah, makes sense to kind of put your application and your resume in there. And Dad's, he's a Nepo guy, you know. Guy who likes to hire his children. That's the only people he can hire. But a lot of them don't give a flying rat's ass. So, if you start to give a flying rat's ass about his plan, all you have to do is become that person. What would the feeling be like? How would I hold myself? How would I sit? How would I breathe? What tone of voice would I use? If I were that perfect version of myself now. And perfect keeps evolving over time, whatever you think that is. To me, my hypothesis is, and you'll bear with me, that it has to do with being your utterly most pleasant self. Like the most pleasant version where people can't not be around you when you're around. That you're like honey to a bunch of flies. That you're utterly pleasant. Not that you have to be a people pleaser. You're just so pleasant inside of yourself that it radiates to what looks like environment, but it's really just the shells of the aura and the air element and your ambiance and your mood, your atmosphere. All of that has to do with your emotions and mind. So if you feel like you need a cleanse in that department, I can either help you in person or right now you can call on what you call the Elohim of Purity to pour through you now with his energy and to purify your soul, your mental body, your astral body or your emotional body, your etheric body, and your physical body. Ask for purification in all of those respects, and then be born anew. You could be new all the time, right? You are the phoenix. You can rise and rise and rise again. You're not stuck how you are. You're not like, well, this happened to me, so now I'm like this. You can change that. You can change your expression, but you'll only express perfectly when you're love, when you're pleasant, or kind, it's also called, or charity. All those things are expressions of loveliness, perfection, and upliftment in our dimension. Everything else is kind of like just an artful discord, you know, and we worship like all of those avenues, all of those expressions and mechanisms of discord. But really, it's just a delay. It's a delay of your own perfection. It's, you know, and at what point is a flower perfect? I don't know. It just keeps blooming and blooming and blooming, you know? So that's what you got to do this week. Bloom. Let your imagination bloom. Do those two things. Do those techniques. Of course, he explained it way more eloquently and gorgeously poetic. God, man, I'm so jealous that people could speak like that in that day and be like, oh, yes, of course. As you will see, every explanation is taught with absolute abundance and verbosity. It's absolute perfection. Just fabulous. Like being able to use big words and everyone was expected to understand. Oh, man, Neville's such a poet. Really let spirit speak for him. I'll do better. I'll let spirit speak for me more too. Or I say more often than I let it. Should let it come as a great flood, you know. That's how we got to be a spirit, a great flood. Anyway, I fled my love and my joy and gratitude for your time and your grace. May you be blessed by the source of creation. May all who you love be uplifted and blessed. And whatever religion or spiritual path that they're in, may they find ever-increasing oneness and dissolvement within the tissues of spirit that is all, that is everything, that we are one. So may spirit bless you. I love you all. Peace and aloha.